Good evening and welcome to the Stratford Culleton's True Champions. I'm your host, Henry Hatterline. Tonight on the program, we're going to take a look back at what some people call the best Junior B team to ever play. It's the 1985-86 Stratford Culleton's. Nah, you ain't seen nothing yet. The 1985-86 Culleton team would win yet another All-Ontario Junior B Championship. Here is Culleton play-by-play announcer Bob Smith.
The 1985-86 Culleton team was without question the best Junior B team that this province has ever seen. Not just the best Stratford Junior B team, it was the best Junior B team this province has ever seen, period.
Yeah, the talent on that team was simply unbelievable. I've never seen a power play like it. You better not have taken a penalty. Well, a lot of teams did against Stratford, but I'll bet you their power play percentage that particular year would have been between 85 and 100%. They hardly ever missed scoring on a power play.
Here's former Stratford Culleton Bryn Gladding, who played with that championship team.
I believe if we got somebody into a penalty, we knew we had a goal because... Yeah. And then you just got puck handlers. And you put Heafy and Emerson and Kevin Dahl. And, you know, if the puck doesn't get out of their blue line, you know, you're sure that the puck's going to go in the net.
They had 350-goal centermen. Nelson Emerson, who's, of course, gone on to a fine NHL career, was the leading centerman on the team. They had Warren Bullock, who picked up 50 goals as well. And they had a youngster by the name of Sean Heafy, who centered the third line and scored 50 goals.
And they had a guy on it, too, he hailed from Tavistock, Bryn Gladding, and boy, he wasn't the offensive player. He was the defensive forward, and could he hand out a body check? And he did it.
And Bryn's response to Clark's comments?
I still like to do it. So some things never change. You can be mild-mannered off the ice, but usually that's where you get your stress out. I think I was more of a defensive forward, so I kind of looked after. Well, I was usually the first one down and the first one back is usually how I played, you know, more on my wing and not get involved in the scoring aspect of it. I mean, I think I scored my share of goals.
Now with some of his thoughts on that season, the head coach of that team, Dennis Flanagan Jr.
The 85-86 team was really, it was certainly one of the best Culleton teams. When you look at some of the players that we had on that club, and we've had some good teams since then, but I think the one thing that team was, it was very talented. Had good experience, had good leadership. It could really play the game any way the opposition wanted to. The opposition tried to play a physical, intimidating game. They could play that. It was going to be a good skating team. They could outskate them. They really could play the game anyway. And you know, we had a young fellow from up around Goderich, Trevor Erb, who played for us for a couple of years, but really a real go-get-em type player that you know, small but very. A player that was always on the puck, and Bryn Gladding was always on the puck, and Mark Potvin, and I think a lot of people remember, you know, Heafy and Emerson, real talented players, and, you know, Nelson Emerson was probably a player that, you know, you hear people that'll pay to come to watch someone play, and I think Nelson Emerson was that type of player that was so dominating in the way that he played the game and his speed and what have you. Sean Heafy, I always remember that year when Sean came that I think he went about the first 10 or 11 games without scoring a goal. And I always remember because he was always a goal scorer midget before he came, and it was something that was really bothering him. And it seemed like after he got his first one, that it just kind of opened the floodgates for him. But you know, Warren Bullock was that was the last year Warren played Junior B as well. But you know, Warren was always a good goal scorer. We only lost four games that year. We lost twice early in the year and went out about October, and then we lost the last game of the regular season, which we sat some players down that game and lost one in the playoffs. I often remember that year we beat St. Thomas the series prior to Streetsville, four games to nothing. And they were a real good team. St. Thomas that year. And I often thought we beat them four straight. We were pretty fortunate because they had a real good team. They won it the next year. They won the All-Ontario the next year. But their team the next year when they won it wasn't as good as the team the year they lost.
And Stratford Beacon Herald sports editor John Kastner with his thoughts.
The only bad thing about that year, from a spectator standpoint, is that they were never challenged at all. Like, they were never threatened in the playoffs. I think in the provincial final, I don't think they won a game by less than 8 goals, which was just amazing. I think the first game was 10-1. I think the next game was 11-2. They were so daunting that it almost took away the thrill of competition. And what you did, you just watched individual players and watched their team play, which was very impressive. I mean, Nelson Emerson, as much as Ed Olchuk left a mark on this team, I think in Nelson Emerson's last year here, he was the best player to ever play for the Cullens. That last year, he was a fantastic player, and I don't think there was a doubt in anybody's mind that he was going to be a great college player, which he was. He's the only player ever to be nominated for the Hobey Baker 4 years in a row. And, you know, he's a bona fide pro who's, you know, now he's got close to 10 years in the National Hockey League.
Next time on the program, we'll finish our look at the 1985-86 Stratford Culletons and then look ahead to yet another OHA championship just a few years down the road. I'm Henry Hatterline saying thank you for listening to the Stratford Culletons True Champions.